Well, hi, it's Mac, it's McAlvin here on Audio Boo, and it's about 5:50 p.m. on Tuesday the 9th of July, and I'm in the garden, the front garden, watering all my pot plants and topping up my fountain, my big water feature, and I draw the water from the pond, because it's got pond's about 1800 gallons. So I draw the water from that because it's got nutrients, yes, nitrates, etc. Helps to feed the plants. And then I top the pond up with fresh water. So that's what I'm doing just now. Me and Mary were just back down from a walk up into town, getting some messages to basically stock up on the empty fridge and freezer and larder and that, which we basically emptied before we went. In other words, we cleared out and ate most of the stuff before we went. So we had to go and get some stuff after our holiday. And I have to tell you that it was great walking up the street. Felt as if we were back over in Arizona or Nevada with the temperatures that's here just now. And I'll tell you what temperatures we've got in this shaded part of the front garden. Just in front of the garden, it says 27 degrees. But in the open, but sheltered part of the garden, that's here, just outside of the pond, it is, and I'll go and tell you what it is, because it is 31.4 degrees, and that's in shade, but in the sheltered part of the front garden. And the pond is at 23 degrees Celsius now. I can't remember ever getting the pond up to 23 degrees Celsius. Honestly, the last 2 years it didn't breach through 20 degrees, and I always promised myself that I would take a swim in it if it ever went over 21. So, if this weather keeps up, the trunks are going on, my skinny dip, there's nobody can see me anyway. And I'm going to swim from one end to the other and dive down to the bottom, back up. And that's a promise, if it stays warm like this, but who knows. Anyway, all I'm trying to say is, I know I've already done one audio book today on the pleasures of great weather, but this is I just feel like telling you all about it, because it's a rare occasion for us, believe me, here in Scotland. It's a very rare occasion. I experienced so much sun, and even that breeze that's blowing is, oh my goodness, it's gorgeous. And my wee alpine plants are blooming, absolutely blooming their heads off in their stone troughs. So there you go. A wonderful, gorgeous late afternoon, early evening plant watering, audio boo, audio mowing, water feature filter, pond emptying, face burning, believe me, it is. My face is stinging with the sun, because when we walk back from the town, we're facing due west. Got that right in the face, right in the mush, for about 20-25 minutes. It's wonderful, it's wonderful. Please God, it stays for a wee while. I did actually stop on the road along here. The local authority put up those beautiful big hanging baskets on wonderful black wrought iron hanging structures. And the guy goes round the town with a water tanker towed behind a van or something, and waters all the baskets with a great big hose and lance. So I stopped and said, "You've got a great job there. I hope you're doing that for the next couple of months." And he said to me, "Well, actually, that's the story I've got. It's going to be dry and warm for the next 2 months." So let's hope and pray that he's got it right, yeah. So that'll be smashing. Anyway, just about finished watering the plants. And it's good to be able to do this with... I haven't even got a top on. But as I said, nobody can see me, so I'm not going to be shamed or put anyone off their tea. I have got shorts on, by the way, just in case you're thinking that I'm in a scurry. So there you go. All done. It's the rose to do. Wherever it's went. Yep, yes. And... finished, finito, done. And I'm going to now go and get to evening tea and sit. Oh, I meant to tell you that those were the outside temperatures of when we got back into the house literally 10 minutes ago. Couldn't believe that the indoor thermostat in the hall was reading 24.5 degrees Celsius. You know, 24.5, it was incredible. And that felt cool when we walked in through the door, because in the cold weather in the winter months, I have that the heating set to 21 degrees. I used to have to set it at 23 degrees Celsius, which was very comfortable, but I cut it down at 21 because of the massive gas bills here. So we haven't experienced even 23 degrees for the past 2 or 3 years. And to walk in and feel cool in 24.5 degrees. Just, it belies belief here in this part of Scotland. But hey, I'm going to take it all. Ah, what a wonderful. I think I'll lie down and tan my oaksters. That's armpits, by the way. I don't think I'll bother. I'll probably suffer. No, I've got too many things to do. I'll speak again soon. Bye for now.